This year's Ice Harvest Festival at Hanford Mills Museum in East Meredith, New York, is Saturday, February 7th from 10 to 4. We've talked about this in this program before, and we love talking about it because, well, quite frankly, it's really cool. Using historic tools, children and adults can run out on the frozen mill pond to cut and maneuver blocks of ice. The ice blocks are pushed up a ramp and then loaded onto sleds, which are hauled to a traditional ice house. Ice harvesting will take place all day, and visitors can also take part in a variety of indoor and outdoor activities. Here to tell us more is Hanford Mills Museum's Executive Director, Liz Callahan, who, well, I always have loved, but I love even more because she drove in horrible weather to be here. So I thank you very much for
Thank you, Joe.
And for being with us. It's very, very nice of you. So I've told you this before. I'll tell you again. This is the coolest event that I think happens in our region. Let me ask the question that I think is asked most often to us about this when we bring it up, which is, where is East Meredith, New York?
Good question. We're in the northwest foothills of the Catskills, but that's not very easy to figure out either. So let's draw a line for people who are coming from Albany, straight southwest down 88.
Okay.
Now, some people might go to Oneonta to go to Brooks Barbecue.
Yes.
So we're 10 miles from Brooks Barbecue.
Oh, that
there
makes
you go. It easy.
Oh, now, see, you have made it. You have spoken directly to my culinary heart.
Totally accessible.
Absolutely.
We are just, instead of turning off of exit 16, making a right to go to Brooks Barbecue, you make a left off of exit 16, and we're 10 miles just a little southeast. So East Meredith is actually not too far off of State Route 23, which runs between Delhi and Stamford. And so it's 3 miles off of State Route 23, about halfway between Delhi and between Stamford and Oneonta. I'm getting my directions mixed up. 3 miles off of State Route 23, or about 5 or 6 miles off of State Route 28 from Merrydale, if you're coming from Delhi or those points. But since most of your audience is coming from the Albany and Capital Region, 23 or 88 are the routes they'd probably be taking.
Now, what you have just done in that beautiful answer is really told me two things. One is that I now know exactly where you are, and two, that you answer that question a lot.
I do. Well, you know, one of the most amazing things about Hanford Mills Museum is location, 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 because it is in its original location.
Yeah.
But East Meredith was never an easy place to access 100 or 150 years ago when the mill started operating as a business. And our highways and state roads have made it much easier to access, but it still isn't on a main road or on the beaten path. That said, it's just off of 23. And the nice thing about not being on a main road or a beaten path is it's very much like it was 100 or 150 years ago. It's a community that hasn't changed a lot in 100 years.
Now, if you weren't jotting all of that down, as I'm sure you were, but if you were not, you can go to hanfordmills.org and find out directions from there as well. Okay, so you have this, now it's from a lake, right? Is that?
It's from our mill pond,
Mill pond.
Which is like a small lake, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And we always talk about this, but we can say pretty, I know we're several days out, 10 days or whatever, but it seems like you'll have a good harvest.
We should, knock on wood. We never count our ice before it's harvested, but right now we're almost at 15 inches thick, which is a very good ice crop. This weekend would be the perfect time to harvest it.
Right.
16 inches is perfect depth. Probably given the forecast for next week, and I haven't looked at maybe Friday and Saturday's forecast, but it looks like we'll probably have, by the time all is said and done, about 18 inches unless we have some warm weather. So we will have a nice, thick ice crop. 18 inches is about as thick as we really want to harvest. 18 to 20 inches gets a little unwieldy, actually, because you don't want your blocks to be too awkwardly shaped. Really, ideally, would love a 12 inch thick, 12 inch square block of ice. But since we're dealing with 18 inches, we'll take it and we'll do our best harvesting ice rectangles instead of square cubes.
So rectangles. So how, let's see, how much ice do you actually harvest? I mean, obviously it depends, but when when are you done?
Well, our goal is we will fill the ice house, and okay. that is 8 to 9 tons of ice with one wow. block of ice that will average 50 to 60 pounds at a time. And then once we fill the ice house, if we still have people who want to keep harvesting, we want to keep our visitors working, we will continue to harvest ice and give everybody who's out there an experience and an opportunity to do it. But as you can tell, harvesting 8 to 9 tons of ice with blocks that weigh an average of 50 to 60 pounds is a big undertaking. So that's why we love it when we have all this help from people who come out and want to try it out.
So when it comes to the actual harvesting of the ice, there's really, assuming, again, that the weather is good and it is what it is now, that you're not going to run out of ice, certainly.
No, okay. You won't run out of ice.
All right. So also, then when you remove the ice, is there then open water?
There is. Safety is always our first priority, yeah. and authenticity second, very close. There is open water, but the way we set up our ice field and our ice channel, there is not a big area of open water that visitors are exposed to or around. It's a very kind of scientific engineering process, the way we open up the water. Yes, you have open water, but segregated.
Yes, we should say that at no time in the history of this practice did anyone want to go into the drink, right?
Right, exactly.
So that it's always sort of been set up in its very design yes. to be safe so that nobody would, yes. would end up in the cold, frigid water.
Exactly, and we do the same thing. And so, yes, you are dealing with some open water, but where our visitors stand and help to harvest from, we keep their exposure to open water pretty limited.
What do you ultimately do with the ice?
Well, we use it for all sorts of food ways at Hanford Mills Museum. Although we're an operating water-powered woodworking and grist mill, we have a farmhouse on the site, which was part of the Hanford family's agricultural operation, too. And we do food ways demonstrations in the kitchen and food cooking workshops. So we put it in the icebox and use it to keep food cold. But we also, on Independence Day, make about 40 gallons of traditional ice cream using the ice we've harvested from the mill pond this next weekend.
Yep.
And our, believe it or not, our steam power plant. So it's kind of a fire and ice thing where we're churning ice cream with ice from the mill pond and steam power from our big old steam power plant.
That is the coolest thing.
It is. And
so
you have
cool.
to come out and see that next.
Now, if let's it probably won't happen this year, but say in past years where it's been warmer and you haven't maybe had a harvest, so does that slow your operation down during the rest of the year?
Well, we have always, and I'll knock on wood or my head or whatever, been lucky enough to harvest enough ice from the mill pond to have ice for the following summer. Some years we've had some pretty thin ice, where we have only been able to demonstrate and right. not to allow visitors to harvest. Some years where we've had to take ice off the mill pond at a time other than ice harvest so we can put ice in the ice house. We would call that an ice famine, and that's what it would have been called traditionally. We kind of do it a backwards way because we set a date. We always say it's the first Saturday in February. In a historic setting, they would have said, oh, the ice is a perfect thickness to harvest. We're going to have an ice harvest tomorrow, and everybody from the community is going to come out and help harvest ice off of this pond. And then the next day that's good to harvest ice, we're going to go over to the neighbor's pond and harvest ice. So we're kind of not doing it the very traditional way, which means we're maybe not capturing it at its optimal time, but we certainly have always tried to get ice in the ice house to use for our food ways activities. And during ice famines, we interpret what would have happened if a community really didn't have ice to harvest during the winter. And that would have been a real blow to the agricultural economy 100 years ago when people didn't have mechanical refrigeration easily accessible.
May I? I don't know. I assume you know this, but I don't know if I'm asking something that is hard here. But do you know of any other? Are there other
museums that do this kind of thing? Like, how many other places? What other opportunities do you have to see an ice harvest?
You do have other opportunities. There is a place called Miller's Mills, kind of south of Utica, north of where we are.
Okay.
And they do a traditional ice harvest that's more of a very community-based ice harvest. They're not a museum per se. I think they usually do it about a week after we do it. So theirs is probably going to be around the 13th or 14th of February, but you can research the Miller's Mills ice harvest and Google that and get a date. Other museums are attempting to do this. There are museums in the Midwest and historic sites in the Midwest that are doing it. And we got a call from a museum in central Massachusetts the other day, and they were struggling because they've been trying to do an ice harvest, and I think they're just getting to the point where they're really going to do it, and they got walloped with 30 inches of snow.
Yeah.
And that really affects the quality of your ice if you don't get it cleared off, because snow acts as an insulator. So then between the snow and the ice, they had a big field of slush, and they wanted some advice on how to clear that and salvage some ice.
And you've been doing this for how many years?
Hanford Mills has been doing it since 1989.
Wow. So
yes.
you guys know what you're doing.
Kind of have it down to a science.
Right. And it's so for people to come, and in the few minutes that we have left, for the people who come, walk them through the process of what they can expect. I guess what I'm ultimately getting to is, you know, do I allot an hour or 3 hours or 5 hours, or what do I think of to actually help you out here?
Depends on how foolhardy or hardy you are. Excuse me, I didn't say foolhardy. It depends on how intrepid you are.
It's fine.
And really, truly, the kind of day it is.
Yes.
If it's a milder day, people will stay for several hours.
That's great.
If it's a really kind of winter day, it might shorten people's stay, but we will still make it possible for anybody who wants to go out on the ice and cut a block of ice. And if they'd like to follow it or take it or help take it to the ice house, they may do that. The longer they stay, they'll have other time to experience interacting with the ice sculptors from the State University of New York College at Delhi's culinary program. And these are nationally award-winning ice sculpting teams doing ice sculpting on the site. They can take a horse-drawn sleigh ride with some beautiful workhorses drawing a bobsled around the site. We want you to warm up, too. We realize it's cold, so we have warming stations with fire pits and a hot soup buffet available.
Oh, wow.
Local restaurants donate soup, and
hot
we
soup.
Serve it to our visitors.
Hot chocolate?
Hot chocolate,
excellent.
Hot coffee, and hot roasted peanuts. We have a gentleman who brings out an antique coffee roaster and roasts peanuts on the site. That's the best hand warmer ever, walking around with a bag of hot roasted peanuts. And
absolutely.
The adults can warm up with a sip of Cooperstown Distillery's bourbon. They'll be serving some nice warm drinks made with their products as well. We'll be doing foodways in the Hanford House, historic ice harvesting videos. We have activities throughout the site, ice fishing demonstrations where visitors can interact with some ice fishermen and learn about that on the ice again.
You just gave such a wonderful, complete answer. And I have to say, the first thing that came into my mind, thinking like a kid, as I always do, which is, can you have a slushy? Can you eat the ice?
Yeah. Well, you know.
Okay. All right. That answers that. Okay.
Lots of other things to eat, though, Joe.
I'll go with the warm nuts.
That's right.
Okay. I have blown through and gone way over my time, and I apologize because I was just having so much fun with you.
Thank you.
This year's Iced Harvest Festival, is how we say it in the States, at Hanford Mills Museum in East Meredith, New York, is Saturday, February 7th from 10 to 4. For more information, go to their website, hanfordmills.org or wamc.org/roundtable. HanfordMills.org. Liz Callahan is the executive director of the Hanford Mills Museum. Please, we always love when you come here. Have a wonderful, wonderful time. Enjoy it. And we can't wait to hear how it all went.
Thank you. And I love to come here. And I hope everybody comes out.
It's a great pleasure to have you here. Thank you very much. Again,
HanfordMills.org
for more information. The ice harvest is on February 7th. You're listening to The Roundtable.